Think about what happens when you update your phone.
Oh yeah, you just plug it in and let it do its thing.
Exactly. You plug it in, you press a button, and the entire operating system just rewrites itself while you sleep.
Right.
You wake up, and suddenly the phone runs smoother, the battery lasts longer, and all those annoying bugs are just
It's
gone.
totally effortless.
It is completely effortless. But when it comes to our own brains, we just do not do that.
No, we really don't.
We try to force these brand new apps, like new habits, new goals, new relationships, to run on an operating system that basically hasn't been updated since we were, I don't know, 7 years old.
Yeah, and then we wonder why the system keeps crashing.
Right. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are talking directly to you, the listener, whether you're prepping for a meeting, commuting, or just trying to figure out why you keep standing in your own way.
Which is all of us at some point, honestly.
Totally. Today, we are exploring the world of the magnetic mind and something called the superconscious rapid recode.
It is a fascinating, just massive topic. We're looking at a methodology where people are attempting to literally rewrite the software of their own minds.
Like actually bypass trauma and achieve their goals without the usual struggle.
Exactly. And the mission here is to synthesize a really diverse stack of sources for you.
Right.
We've got the biographical writings of the creator of this movement, Christopher Duncan.
Right.
We're looking at detailed scientific breakdowns on subconscious reprogramming and neuroplasticity.
Heavy science stuff.
Very heavy. And we're even unpacking the actual service menus and session details from certified practitioners who are offering these recodes out in the real world right now.
Okay, let's unpack this by starting with the story behind the method, because I mean, you really can't separate the magnetic mind process from the guy who created it, right?
No, you can't. Christopher Duncan's own journey is basically the whole foundation.
Right. So, according to the biographical sources, he grew up in a middle-class family in New Zealand. And like a lot of us, he was raised on this very traditional, deeply ingrained belief that you exchange time and hard work for money.
The old, if you want more, you have to bleed more mentality.
Exactly. You just grind.
And Duncan initially took that completely to heart. I mean, he started as a personal trainer, studied business. He even went door-to-door selling water filters.
Oh, wow. Door-to-door sales is brutal.
It is. But he did it just to learn how to read people. And eventually, he built a solar business to $1 million in revenue in a single year.
Which is incredible.
It is, but it completely burned him out because he just didn't have sustainable systems in place. He was doing everything manually.
So he regroups. He builds a new education company teaching public speaking and marketing. And this one is a massive hit.
Huge it.
He and his business partner build it to $4.5 million. And they're doing this while only working part-time.
It sounds like the absolute dream.
Right? It really does. But then we hit the 3rd of March, 2016.
Yeah, that date is really the catalyst for everything we're talking about today.
So what happened exactly?
Well, Duncan and his partner were preparing to fly the massive marketing guru Gary Vaynerchuk out to Australia for a big conference.
Gary V, like a huge deal in the marketing world.
Exactly. It was meant to be this peak career moment for them. And then Duncan's phone rings. He gets told that his best friend, who was also his business partner and his mentor, had just been killed in a motorcycle accident.
Oh man, just
Oh,
devastating.
Lele.
He writes about feeling like he was drowning in this deep body of water, not even knowing which way was up.
Yeah, he was left completely heartbroken, just drowning in this suffocating grief.
And to make matters worse, from a practical standpoint, the sources say he was left heavily in debt with staff to pay.
Right.
I mean, how does someone even begin to bounce back from something like that?
Well, from a psychological standpoint, he initially doesn't bounce back at all.
Yeah,
He spirals.
that makes sense.
Right. He forces himself to learn everything his partner did and actually manages to rebuild the company back up to $2 million.
Wow.
But internally, he is stuck in this massive oscillating pattern of self-sabotage.
What do you mean by oscillating pattern?
So he describes this cycle where, say, if the company made $148,000 in a month, he would frantically just dump $140,000 right back into ads and marketing.
Oh, wow. So he's not actually keeping any of it.
No, he's pushing the boulder up the hill just to watch it roll right back down. Because the grief and his old subconscious programming were basically still running the show.
So he's trapped in this loop until, according to the sources, he has two specific encounters.
Right. First, he meets a billionaire who tells him, Chris, you have to Be it to see it. Yeah. Meaning you have to choose to be the future version of yourself right now in order for that reality to actually manifest. Mm. And then he meets a coach named Colette Streicher, who introduces him to this concept of the superconscious as a way to clear his grief.
Okay, wait. I need to jump in here.
Go for it.
Because my BS detector is, it's going off a bit.
I get that. I totally get that.
As someone who has read a lot of personal development books, this sounds dangerously close to toxic positivity.
Yeah.
Is this just another manifestation trend? Like, oh, just think happy thoughts and the universe will magically fix your grief.
That is a completely valid critique. And honestly, it's exactly what Duncan himself thought at first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was incredibly skeptical. He actually challenged this coach to prove it by working on his heavy, complex grief rather than just some standard fear of spiders or something.
Right.
But the methodology argues this is absolutely not just positive thinking. It's about fundamentally changing the physical neural pathways associated with an emotion.
Okay.
And Duncan claims that after that first session, the suffocating physical weight in his chest actually lifted. This sadness of losing his friend remained, which, you know, is healthy and human.
Of course.
But the paralyzing, self-sabotaging weight, that was gone.
Okay, so that experience completely changes his view on the whole self-help industry.
Completely.
He realizes that traditional personal development is like trying to fix a leaky roof on an old rotting house.
Right. You patch one hole, another one just opens up somewhere else.
Exactly. You fix your money mindset, but then your relationship falls apart.
Yep.
He decides the industry is broken because it focuses entirely on fixing what is broken instead of just creating a brand new house altogether.
That's the core shift in his philosophy.
But how does that realization turn into a global movement? Like, how do we get from a personal realization to this massive company?
The turning point happens in 2019 on the Sunshine Coast in Australia. Duncan is running a live event for his newly developed Magnetic Mind program. And he decides to demonstrate this rapid recode process live on stage. So he asks the audience, who here has a fear of public speaking?
I mean, that's like everyone.
Literally half the room raises their hands. So he brings two women on stage and in a matter of minutes runs them through this recode process and their fear visibly vanishes.
Hold on. You can't just say he ran them through a process and cured a lifelong fear in 3 minutes.
I know, it sounds crazy.
What did he actually DO on that stage? Was he like hypnotizing them?
Well, according to the source material, he wasn't doing traditional stage hypnosis. He was actively guiding them to communicate with their superconscious mind.
Okay, how is that different from regular therapy?
So instead of making the women dig into their past to find out why they were afraid of public speaking, which is what traditional therapy might do, right? You'd spend months digging up childhood memories.
Yeah, tell me about your mother type stuff.
Exactly. Instead of that, he used a specific set of commands to ask the superconscious to locate the original source of the fear and essentially delink the emotional charge from the memory.
Delink it.
Right. He guided them to change the instruction their brain was giving their nervous system in real time.
That is a massive claim.
It is.
And apparently the body language transformation on stage was so undeniable that the video of this went completely viral.
Oh, yeah. It blew up.
It launched his New York Times bestseller, You're Not Broken, and an eight-figure business.
Yep.
But, I mean, if I'm listening to this right now, I'm thinking, how do you just biologically bypass a lifelong fear? What is physically happening in the brain to allow that to happen so fast?
Right. To understand the biology behind the claims, we really have to look at the neuroscience of how our minds actually operate.
Okay, break it down for me.
So roughly 95% of human behavior is driven by the subconscious mind.
95%? That is wild.
I know. Your conscious mind, the part of you that sets goals, that wants to be healthy, that wants to speak confidently on stage, is only driving the car 5% of the time.
So going back to my phone analogy from the start, the app is my conscious desire to, say, start a business. But the 2005 operating system is my subconscious belief, programmed decades ago, that says, you aren't smart enough.
Exactly. And because the operating system controls 95% of the phone's resources, the app crashes every single time.
Okay, but I'm stuck on why my brain defaulted to this outdated operating system in the first place.
What do you mean?
Like, if the human brain is so highly evolved, why did it hardwire me to be anxious about money or speaking when I was just a little kid?
Ah, that has to do with brainwave states, specifically something called the theta window.
The theta window.
Yeah. From the time you are born until you're about 7 years old, your brain operates primarily in the theta state. This is a very slow brainwave frequency between 4 and 8 hertz.
So it's basically a highly suggestible, almost hypnotic state.
Exactly. Kids are walking around in a mild trance because they need to absorb massive amounts of information about the world, language, culture, social rules, and they have to do it without a filter.
So they're just recording everything around them.
Yes, recording constantly. But the problem is, they also absorb core beliefs without a filter.
Ah, I see.
So if a parent constantly stresses about money, the child's brain in that theta state downloads the program.
Yeah.
Money is scarce and stressful. Mm. And it wires that into the nervous system as a survival mechanism.
Wow.
But modern neuroscience shows us that your brain has a lifelong ability to reorganize itself. This is called neuroplasticity.
Right. Neuroplasticity.
And the golden rule of neuroplasticity is Hebb's rule. Neurons that fire together wire together.
Right. So every time I check my bank account as an adult and I feel panic, I am literally thickening the neural pathway of money equals danger.
Yes. You're physically reinforcing the old software.
Which makes sense. But the magnetic mind method talks constantly about the superconscious. We know what the conscious mind is and we know what the subconscious is. But what exactly is the superconscious?
Okay. Think of it this way. If your conscious mind is the bouncer at a nightclub, checking IDs and rejecting new ideas that don't match your current reality.
Like me saying, I am wealthy, and the bouncer saying, no, you aren't. Look at your bank account. And throwing the thought out into the alley.
Precisely. That's the conscious mind. The subconscious mind then is the VIP club inside. It's where all the long-term guests, your habits, your beliefs, your automatic bodily functions hang out.
Okay, so where does the superconscious fit in?
The superconscious, according to this methodology, is the club owner.
Ah.
It's the overarching field of intelligence, or the system administrator. It oversees everything. It knows where every single file is stored, and it has the power to bypass the bouncer and rewrite the guest list entirely.
Without you having to manually interrogate every single guest in the club.
Exactly.
Okay, but if I just manage to get past the bouncer and tell the system admin, hey, I want to be confident, why doesn't that work immediately for most people? Because the sources say that just repeating words or visualizing is basically useless.
What's fascinating here is that the subconscious doesn't learn through logic or language. It learns through feeling.
Feeling.
Emotion is the glue that builds the neural pathway. This is where the neurochemistry is crucial. You see, the human brain cannot easily tell the difference between a real event and an intensely emotionally visualized event.
Really? It doesn't know the difference?
Nope. If you vividly imagine stepping onto a stage and you actually generate the feeling of pride and excitement in your body, your brain releases the exact same neuropeptides and hormones as if you were actually doing it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you are physically tricking the brain into building a new neural superhighway.
That is the aha moment right there. The emotion triggers the chemical release, which builds the physical pathway in the brain.
Exactly.
So how does this method actually structure this process? Because the scientific sources and the magnetic mind literature break this down into a 5-step rapid recode framework. Let's walk through what this looks like if a listener wants to actually apply it.
Sure. So step one is awareness.
Right. You cannot change what you cannot see.
Exactly. You have to shine a light on the unconscious patterns. This means just observing your own inner dialogue when you get triggered and catching the old software running.
Okay. And step two is connecting to the superconscious.
Yes. This is where you set the new instruction.
Yeah.
You act as the system admin, focusing entirely on the end result you want to create rather than obsessing over the problem you want to fix.
Right. Creating the new house instead of patching the roof.
Exactly. Then step three is the act of rewiring.
This is the visualization part, right?
Yes. This is where you use that emotionally charged visualization we just discussed to replace the old narrative. You're actively flooding the brain with new neurochemistry to thicken the new pathway.
Got it. And step four is where it gets really practical. Pattern interrupts.
Oh, this is my favorite part.
Yeah, think of an old bad habit or a negative thought loop like a browser redirect virus on your computer.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Right. You type in launchmybusiness.com. But an old malicious script in your subconscious intercepts it and instantly redirects you to anxiety.com.
Yes. Perfect way to describe it.
So a pattern interrupt is essentially hitting the escape key before the bad page can even load. The sources suggest things like clapping your hands loudly, saying the word switch out loud, or doing a sudden physical movement the moment you feel the old thought starting.
Right. You are aggressively disrupting the automatic thought so you can consciously choose the new response.
It's so simple, but it makes so much sense.
And by hitting that escape key, you weaken the old neural pathway because you're denying it the chance to complete its usual cycle.
Okay, so that leads to the final step, step five.
Right. Step five is repetition and aligned action. And we really need to dispel a very persistent myth right here.
Let me guess, the 21-day rule.
Yes, it does not take 21 days to form a new habit.
Yeah, that 21-day rule is literally everywhere in self-help.
Yeah.
But the neuroscience sources we have here cite research showing it takes an average of 66 days of consistent repetition to form a new neural superhighway.
66 days.
Why is the gap so massive? Why 66 and not 21?
Because building a new neural pathway isn't just about thinking. It's a physical construction project in the brain.
Okay.
Your brain actually has to wrap those new neural connections in a fatty substance called myelin to make the signal travel faster.
Myelin.
Yeah. And that myelin sheath takes time and biological energy to build. 66 days is the average time it takes for that new pathway to become the default automatic route.
So you really have to be patient and take aligned action for at least 2 months?
Exactly.
But what if you don't want to try to be your own system administrator? What if you want someone to guide you through this, like Christopher Duncan did for those women on stage?
Well, the sources show there's a massive industry of certified practitioners doing exactly this globally.
Yeah, we looked at the certification program.
Right. It's trained people all over the world to facilitate these rapid recodes. We looked at several service menus to see how this is applied in the real world.
What's interesting is how practitioners integrate this into totally different fields.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Fit Buddha, for example. It's a fitness studio run by Eva Kettles. And they offer recoding to align physical health with mental transformation.
Right. They are bridging the mind-body gap, acknowledging that you can't just work out the body if the subconscious mind is running a stress program that sabotages your health.
Exactly. And the reach is international. I mean, you'll find practitioners like Greg Jones offering these certified sessions down in New Zealand.
Which is pretty cool, bringing the movement right back to where Christopher Duncan's own journey began.
Right back to the roots. And looking at the logistics of it, a private one-on-one session typically ranges from around $150 to $300.
But a lot of these practitioners offer group formats or package deals for people committing to a longer transformation.
So when you look at who this actually helps, who is the ideal candidate for a recode?
The sessions are designed specifically for people who feel stuck in repeating cycles.
Okay.
Whether that's chronic self-doubt, invisible money blocks, or just the feeling that they are constantly pushing that boulder up a hill. The core promise of a recode session is that it accesses the superconscious to release toxic emotions without the client having to painfully dig up or relive past trauma.
And that is a fundamental departure from a lot of traditional therapies.
Right.
Where you might spend years excavating your childhood trying to find the exact moment the faulty code was written.
Oh, totally. This methodology argues that you don't need to know exactly where the virus came from. You just need the system admin to locate it and delete it.
It really changes the entire paradigm of personal development. The fundamental assumption of the magnetic mind method is that you are already perfect.
Yes.
You are not a broken machine that needs fixing. The goal is simply to teach the brain to let go of the old resistance and focus entirely on creating a new desired reality.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's focusing on creating the new house rather than patching the leaky roof.
Which brings us full circle to Christopher Duncan's journey. I mean, from the absolute tragic loss of his best friend, to discovering the power of the superconscious to clear his own grief, to that massive viral breakthrough on the Sunshine Coast.
And according to the methodology, it's all backed by the very real mechanics of neuroplasticity, Hebb's rule, and the suggestibility of theta brainwaves.
It's basically demystifying the idea of manifestation.
Exactly. It argues that it isn't magic. It's the biological neurochemistry of emotion paired with that five-step process of awareness, connection, active rewiring, pattern interrupts, and relentless repetition.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, the main takeaway for you, the listener, is this. Whether you decide to explore a session with a practitioner like Greg Jones or Eva Kettles, or you just start using pattern interrupts like clapping your hands and yelling switch when you catch your browser redirecting to anxiety.
This is highly effective, by the way.
It really is. But the real power is in recognizing that you are not broken.
Yeah.
Your hardware is fine. You are just running old programming.
And this raises an important, slightly uncomfortable question for you to mull over.
Oh, boy.
We've established that roughly 95% of your current daily choices are being made by a subconscious operating system.
Right.
And that system was largely programmed by other people, your parents, teachers, the society around you before you were even 7 years old.
Yeah.
So whose life are you actually living right now?
Wow. That is a heavy, fascinating thought to leave on. You might just need to plug in, contact the system admin, and update your operating system. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the code you are running and keep exploring.